Well, hello everyone. After a couple of quite heavy days of content, let's lighten it up again by talking about 80s bangers better than Madonna. Now, I completed the list of 100, but they're still coming out every single day. And by the time you watch this, I think the first 20 should be out already. And I thought, well, given that people are moderately interested in this, I might as well talk through my picks and why I've picked them and why I think they're great songs. First of all, pick up a course at the Academic Agency, buy it now. Trivium, available, many other great courses. But without further ado, let's start. And I should say, down in the show notes, the ongoing Spotify playlist is there. There's also a thread on Twitter now where I'm kind of sequencing them up because they were quite hard to find before. Twitter's quite a fast platform, so it's easy for things to get lost. But they're now all in one thread, so you can easily follow along. And look, this K Dorsey 54 is still going. Now I'm 3 videos deep. You can see I did them all on one day. Now, the first track on 80s bangers better than Madonna is Angola Gay by Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. Lovely synth track, bursting kind of. I love the kind of synth riff, great pop song, instantly recognisable. In fact, I've got my phone here. Maybe I can get away with playing bits of these songs. Yeah. We can have them. I don't know if this will come out very well, but we'll see. Playing in the background. So, yeah, that's Angola Gay. I thought that was a good kind of upbeat track to get us going. OMD, one of the better acts of this period. Big back catalogue, lots of good songs. And in fact, as this list continues, I want to carry on. I'm going to, from 101 to 200, I'm going to do something a little bit different, which is that if the artist had track one, so OMD have track one here, they are offered the 101 slot. So I then have to see, do they have any other bangers better than Madonna? Remember, that is the criteria. Do they have bangers better than Madonna? Bearing in mind, they have a very low opinion of Madonna. And should I find a second OMD track, they will have then 101. So in a way, each act gets to defend its slot in the second 200. That's how we're going to do this. Second track here is Don't Go. By Yazoo. That's the guy, that's Alison Moyet. And I think it's Vincent Clarke who ends up in Eraser, and he was in Ultravox before that, or something like that. Or he's in Depeche Mode, I think he was. Don't Go is an absolute banger, in my view, one of the great 80s songs. And again, in these first 10, I wanted to just hit people with ones that they'd recognise, ones that they'd know, ones that are on heavy rotation. So I kind of front-loaded things here with big hits. And, Don't Go by Yazoo. I mean, their other big song is Only You. I can reveal that that is not going to be their second song because I've given the Flying Pickets version to the Flying Pickets, and they're going to appear at some point. Bit of Welsh pride there. But, yeah, Yazoo, Don't Go is a fantastic song. Third track I picked is a Bronski Beat. Mm-hmm. Small Town Boy. Now, this, I think, is one of the best songs of the 80s. We could say it's socially conscious because this guy, I mean, I think in the video, if you watch it, he gets arrested for being gay, which probably wouldn't have happened in the early 80s, but this was the kind of environment he was in. You can think of what you want about that as a social issue, but it's a fantastic song. What I like about this is that it's poppy, it's catchy, you know, it's got great melody and so on, and yet it's still, like, obviously a serious, still got kind of artistic merit as well, which you can't say about all of these songs, but, that you know, it's an artistic statement as well. I think Bronski Beat are super underrated. That whole album is really good. And in fact, they have a later album. I think the main singer, Somerville, goes on to form his own band called the Communards. But then they bring in a second singer. And there's a chance that a song from that later era will be their second entry. What's it called? Beat Boy. Perfect Beat. Hit that Perfect Beat Boy or something. There's a chance I may pick that as their second hit. But anyway, Small Town Boy. Is a great song. Okay, let us continue here. Sorry, I've got my phone up and something just popped up, which is a little bit annoying. All right, fourth pick was Everything Counts, but in fact it wasn't Everything Counts by Depeche Mode. It was Never Let Me Down Again by Depeche Mode. I actually changed it to Everything Counts on my own personal playlist, but yeah, Never Let Me Down Again, which is actually a little bit more of a sleeper. It's a great song, but it's a little bit less bangery, a little bit less of an obvious hit than some of the other picks. Depeche Mode, if you ask me, one of the greatest of the 80s acts. They're a more serious artist. I would say they have like whole albums worth listening to, which is not, you can't say that for all of these acts, but Depeche Mode were one of the serious acts of this time, and they continue to develop and change their sound. And arguably, they don't even hit their peak until 1990. That's what Richard Spencer, who is a Depeche Mode expert, thinks, and he's got a whole series on Depeche Mode, if you're interested. That's Depeche Mode. Next song is Don't You Want Me by Human League. Absolute classic. And what I like about this, it's a really 80s defining song. It's also become my daughter's favorite 80s song. I play these in the car. She wants this one on again and again. She loves this one. She's only five. It just defines like the 80s sound, I would say. Don't You Want Me. I like the fact that, like, when the woman comes in, she's only given, like, one cold verse, and then that's it. Her bit of the song is over. So, yeah, that is very interesting. What are these notifications I'm getting on this phone? I knew it was a mistake to bring my phone onto a video, but, okay. Let us continue. So... Kids in America by Kim Wilde is the next track.
Looking out a dirty old window, down below the cars in the city go.
Embarrassingly, as I mentioned, I thought she was American, but she's an English girl. And again, quintessentially 80s tune. Great kind of... it's just a great song. Great song. Yeah, just a great... But I mean, if it comes on MTV or VH1 or whatever you're watching, or comes on the radio, you think, oh, this is a good song, you know? I'm not sure if I got much else to say about it, other than, yeah, it's kind of another one of those ones where you think, yeah, this is what sums up the 80s, Kids in America by Kim Wilde, especially if you watch the video. Next pick, I mean, one of the things I was trying to do was not always pick their most obvious song. And with this next act, Simple Minds, if you ask me, they're not quite as good as Depeche Mode, but they're also a serious artist. They've got, like, whole albums of good material. Obviously their most famous song is Don't You Forget About Me, which may still make the list when we do the second 200, right? But here I picked one which I really think is an underrated banger, and it is Promised You a Miracle. I'll see if I can play a bit.
Promised you a miracle. Believe is a beauty thing.
See, I like it when guitars are still high up, when they're still like a kind of guitar riff basis with a synth backup, right? And obviously this song is quite early in Simple Minds, so the guitars are kind of higher up there. It's just a great song, that. Just a great song. Next song, again, in the interest of being slightly quirky, not picking their most famous hit, which is Tainted Love, I picked Soft Cell's Sex Dwarf. Now, if you don't know Sex Dwarf, it's quite a weird song. But you're kind of going into like seedy Soho with this. You really feel like you're going down into the seedy underworld. There's something a little bit sordid about it. But it's quite a catchy song. Quite kind of sinister as well. So, yeah, Sex Dwarf. Next one is, you know, one of the all-time great 80s songs, and is Spellbound by Susie and the Banshees. You hear laughter cracking through the waltz and spinning. You have no choice, you hear laughter cracking through the waltz and spinning. You have no choice. I mean, if you were to say, what is a new wave song? What defines it? This one's got to be up there. And I remember I did an AA radio years ago on the theme of witches. And Spellbound was one of the things I kicked it off with. And people were just absolutely loving it. Spellbound is such a good song by Susie and the Banshees. And a million times better than anything Madonna ever did. My next pick was West End Girls by the Pet Shop Boys. Sometimes you're better off dead. There's a gun in your hand that's pointing at your head. I don't need to play all these. Another all-time great hit. I love its coldness. I love its unapologetic 80s-ness. What are all these... what's going on? It's trying to tell me that people have pulled out of pickleball. So there we go. I've now booked into pickleball for tomorrow. It'll happen live on air. Okay, hopefully that's the last interruption I have. If I can make pickleball. I've got a really bad back at the moment. West End Girls. I mean, I think the Pet Shop Boys are... I want to say they're underrated because people who are into this stuff do like the Pet Shop Boys. But I think they're one of those acts who are a bit more serious than it appears. Like, people write them off a bit, or they think, oh, you know, they've got quite a lot of good songs, and their albums actually are worth listening to as albums as well. Next song. Now, this next stretch, this next 10, is probably my favourite stretch of 10, because we're getting into quirkier material, slightly lesser known stuff, one-off hits and things like that. And to me, some of these songs absolutely define 80s. Heaven 17, Temptation.
I've never been closer, I've tried to understand that certain feeling carved by another's hand. Oh, but it's too late to hesitate. We can't keep on living like this. Leave no track. Don't look back.
For a desire.
Temptation.
We're climbing higher and higher.
Temptation.
Now, one of the things, all of these songs have got something of this. I like the kind of big, sudden, dramatic shifts from one thing to another, or where like there's a vocal changeover. This song has got it, right? It starts off with this vocal by the man. So where's this going? So slow start, but here we go. Now the woman comes in. Banger. Great song. And I like it when 80s songs do that changeover from like the two different vocalists, call and response thing. Heaven 17, Temptation. Great song. Next song, which I think is really good, is Men Without Hats, The Safety Dance.
See, we can dance, we can dance, everything's out of control. We can dance, we can dance, we're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, everybody look at your hands. We can dance, we can dance, everybody's taking the chance.
Apparently the story was that he was chucked out of a club or for like dancing dangerously or something, and so he wrote this song, you know, the Men Without Hats. He's not wearing a safety hat, and he wrote the safety dance in protest at the bouncers who kicked him out of this club. Men Without Hats, apparently, despite their very English medieval video for this song, apparently they're a Canadian act. I think Men Without Hats are a Canadian band, actually. It's a great song. What I like about this is that he rhymes dance with hands. Everybody look at your hands. And it doesn't really rhyme. It doesn't sound like it should rhyme, but it does. And then he rhymes dance, chance, and hands. Everybody's taking the chance. Yeah, great song. Love that song. Another song that I really rate. And when I posted this up, a couple of people say this is a mediocre track. I profoundly disagree. This song, Dance All Days by Wang Chung, is brilliant.
Take your baby by the hand and make her do a handstand. And take your baby by the heel and do the next thing that you feel. We were so in phase in a dance all days. We were cool on craze. When I, you, and everyone we knew could believe, do, share in what was true, I said.
And again, quintessentially 80s, not just in the sound, it evokes a feeling of nostalgia for kind of lost time of previous past. But if you listen to what he's saying, it's quite a sinister song as well. You know, he's grabbing this kind of girl by the ear and he's filling her with his darkest fears, and can't quite, like, it's quite hard to, like, I don't really know what he's saying. When I first started listening to this, I thought, is he saying that they were cool with Christ? Like, Jesus Christ? But he's saying we were cool with craze. I don't even know what that means. But it's a great song, this one. And a couple of people didn't know this one when I put it up. But a few people say this is a great song as well. Radlib, who's a buddy of mine, added it to his playlist. So, yeah, I love the Dancehall Days. I can't really play all these songs. I didn't even know they're going to come out. But yeah. Next track, which I'm not going to play here, is I'll play a little bit of it, is Der Kommissar by Falco.
Check it out, Joe. Wenn ich euch erzähl die Geschichte. Nichtsdestotrotz, ich bin es schon gewohnt. Im TV Funk, da läuft es nicht.
He's not German, actually. He's Austrian. I assume he's speaking German, or he's speaking... Is German and Austrian the same thing? I don't know. I think Austrians speak German, don't they? But yeah, this is a kind of cheesier hit. The video is fantastic. My daughter also loves this one. It's her third favourite. Jacko is the second favourite. Like I said, Don't You Want Me is the first one, but Der Kommissar by Falco, brilliant, brilliant song. Cheesy, but maybe I could dance like Falco doing this. Great song. Synth heavy as well, of course. Now, next track. Now, remember I was saying about sudden shifts, sudden tempo changes, sudden, like, wild and dramatic, disconnected shifts? These next couple of songs really do that in a major way. Sign of the Times by the Bell Stars.
As I lie here, thinking of you, I realize that nothing is new.
Lying in my bed, thinking of you, I realize nothing is new. You say you love me, but what success? I say you're lying, nothing has changed. This is the sign of the times, he's not far to come. This is the sign of the times, can't you be alone?
Don't know if you know this song. Let me just turn up the volume here. So here's this English girl who comes in. Love this song. Great chorus. Love, I mean, sudden, unexpected changes. And I actually love the sentiment of the song, which is that they're saying the sign of the times is that they just need to leave. Like this guy's, she says at one point, we're strong in bed, but you're weak in love. And so basically I'm going to leave and go it alone. So, I mean, I guess there's a feminist undertone there or something. but I kind of dig it. It really is a good song. Sign of the Times by the Bell Stars. Again, one of these kind of quirky hits. Now, this next one is maybe the ultimate in quirk. And this is where I'm going to need somebody like an Andy Edwards or, you know, somebody else who knows their music to explain what the hell this instrument is. I think it's a Yamaha keyboard, right? Set to some kind of setting. But the synth stabs, everything about this next song is wrong, okay? Everything about it should be wrong. I mean, for one, it comes from a musical. For two, it was written by ABBA. For three, it's got terrible white guy rapping, quasi-rapping in it. And four, it's got these sudden disconnected changes that sound like they should be from different songs. But despite all of that, I love it. I'm going to play this a longer play.
Sitting in the city, don't know what the city is kept. The creme de la creme of the chess world in a show with everything but Yul Brynner. Time flies, doesn't seem a minute since the Tyrolean spa had the chess bars in it. All change, don't you know that when you play at this level, there's no ordinary venue. It's Iceland, or the Philippines, or Hastings, or this place.
One night in Bangkok.
Smoke my cigar, play this one bigger. So it starts, this is a One Night in Bangkok by Murray Head. Starts off with this kind of dramatic oriental thing, right? This has got to be one of the most sudden changes in any song ever when this starts, right? Ready? See, I love that. Do you hear that synth stabbing sound in the background? I love that. Whatever that is, I love that sound, that kind of sweeping synth stab. Let's hear a bit more of it, because when the chorus comes in, there's another sudden shift. Such a weird song. So weird. That song would have only been made in the 80s. It's a mess, really. I kind of love it for that. Next pick I've got here is Iran by A Flock of Seagulls, which was a massive hit in America.
I walk along the avenue,
well here, for whatever reason. This is a brilliant song. If you don't know it, it goes like this. Kind of a slow start, this one. If you watch the video, the guy has got a massive mouth, by the way. Flock of Seagulls guy, huge mouth, big wacky hair. I want to talk with big hair, but he's got even bigger hair. Such a great song. I don't know anything about lots of these bands. I don't know anything about Flock of Seagulls at all. But that song is an absolute banger and better than anything Madonna ever did. Now, for these next two tracks, I picked two. I kind of like there was this kind of undercurrent all throughout this era of, I guess, what you call like power shoulder feminism, like shoulder pad feminism, maybe Thatcher inspired or something like that, or maybe it was just kind of in the ether at the time. But I kind of dig some of the sass that comes with that. For me, it's less annoying than Beyonce's sass. Beyonce's sass is annoying, but this sass, I don't know. There's something. It's still like it's either sexy or it's feminine, right? Or and it can be annoying. I mean, this next song does get annoying, to be fair, but I kind of dig it as well, and it's catchy too. You may know this band from their Christmas hit. It's The Waitresses, but this is I Know What Boys Like.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I know what boys like. I know what guys want. I know what boys like. I got what boys like. Touch me, I never let them. I know what boys like, I know what guys want. I know what boys like, boys like, boys like me. But you're special.
Yeah, I dig that for some reason. She's got a coldness about her too. And if you watch the video, she's not even all that as well. Like, the girls in the video aren't even that hot. But it kind of gives you some of that internal monologue of women who kind of know what they're doing. And then also in the similar vein, I guess, possibly more sexy, is one of the all-time classics, Joan Jett, I Love Rock and Roll. About this, I mean, she's got just such confidence in the, you know, when she approaches this guy who's 17, picks him up, you're coming home with me type thing. Pretty raunchy. I mean, definition of a banger, really, that song. And then the final song from the first 20 is again where I'm going a little bit left field, not picking the most obvious song, and that is Sometimes by Eraser. I kind of like the the kind of happy optimism of this song. It's really catchy as well. I find myself humming this song to myself since I started this list. They're another more serious act, I would say, Eraser. They've got quite a lot of good material. Anyway, I mean, I don't know what I'm going to do with this video. Maybe there'll be things in post-production and so on that I'll be able to put in, because I don't know how the phone is going to sound. But anyway, those are my first 20 picks in this ongoing 80s bangers, Better Than Madonna, sometimes by Eraser. So yeah, let me know what you think of these songs, if there's any you particularly love, if there's any particularly you hate. If there's additional info about any of these bands that you want to impart, let me know, and catch you next week. If you liked this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.